Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're back with Kent in just a moment.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Ranchers, this is Red Steagall. I'm planning to see you at the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April 25th. Now, the conference this year is more important than ever with all the changes in markets, environments, and our ever-changing world. Nationally known speakers will address important subjects critical to your beef cattle business. Contact the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension Office to register, 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
At the beginning of this week, word came out of that summit between President Donald Trump and the President of China that U.S. beef was discussed and that the Chinese agreed to move forward on reopening their market to U.S. beef. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of several trade groups that called on the Trump administration to talk about U.S. beef for the Chinese, they say the deal is a victory for U.S. beef producers. The agreement emerged after the two officials met at the Trump retreat in Florida. NCBA Director of International Trade Kent Bacchus says it followed action by NCBA as well as members of Congress calling on the administration to broach the subject with the Chinese.
President Trump, he listened to the request not only from NCBA but from the North American Meat Institute and the Meat Export Federation, and we asked them to make this a priority issue, which was also a priority issue under the Obama administration. That was followed by another letter from 39 senators, led by Senator Daines and Senator Tester from Montana, calling for restoration of U.S. beef to China. So when you think about all of the requests coming into the White House for issues to be discussed, you know, we consider this a victory that beef was included as a priority issue.
Bacchus says this gives us a way forward, acknowledging there's still technical barriers to trade that need to be removed before the U.S. can ship beef to the Chinese.
Over the next 100 days, the Chinese and U.S. leaders are going to identify a path forward where they're going to address some of these technical barriers to trade, like traceability. So we still have a little bit of time before we're going to see beef enter the Chinese market.
And Kent Bacchus says that the Chinese market is really valuable for U.S. beef producers. It's a market that we need in the days to come.
In recent years, China has actually become a major importer of beef, second only to the United States, and most of that demand is being met from Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil. And we want to be part of that, obviously. We think that China will probably be another strong market for ribs, for rounds, for offals, and for high-end beef in some of the major global centers like Beijing and Shanghai.
Kent Bacchus out of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Of course, the last time we officially had access to the Chinese market was back in December 2003 when the announcement came about the cow that stole Christmas, the case of BSE and that dairy animal up in the state of Washington. Since that time, the market has been closed to U.S. beef, although some tonnage of U.S. beef has gotten into China through Hong Kong. The hope is soon we'll be able to sell U.S. beef officially into mainland China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.